There is no other way. In good elementary classrooms, children read stories, poems, novels, biographies, essays, drama, magazines, and newspaper articles. They read every day at school, and they read at home. But schools and parents must choose their children's reading materials with great care. Books and stories should instruct youngsters about the ways of the wide and unfamiliar world they are entering. In reading The Wolf in Sheep's Clothing or The Ugly Duckling, children learn that things and people aren't always what they seem. In The Myth of Phaethon, they learn about the dangers of recklessness and overreaching. With Tom Sawyer or Alice in Wonderland, they learn about different shades of human behavior. By offering students such works, we sharpen their visions and give them glimpses of universal truths about the human condition. We help them to know themselves and awaken in their hearts a kinship with others. Good literature not only tells young people about life, it also offers lessons about how to live a good life. In Pinocchio, children uncover the pitfalls of dishonesty. In the story of Queen Esther, they discover the risks and rewards of loyalty. The two greatest literary sources in the Western tradition are the Bible and classical mythology. For centuries, the archetypal stories contained in these works have influenced thinkers and writers. Throughout school, your child will encounter biblical and mythological references time and again, in Shakespeare's plays, in the Founding Fathers' writings, in modern newspaper editorials, even in science class. In many places, however, the Greek and Roman myths have been squeezed out of the curriculum. You should talk to your child's teachers and find out when the school introduces children to classical mythology. Many public schools are unnecessarily shy about exposing students to timeless Bible stories. Therefore, if your child does not meet these wonderful tales in church or synagogue, you may need to take care of this part of his education at home. Regardless of your faith, your child's cultural literacy will be deficient without at least a passing knowledge of some famous Bible stories. Reading.